Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. My beautiful, blessed sisters and brothers, this is the day the Lord hath made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. This is your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, located in the blessed city of Baltimore. We're going to have our praise and worship. Tell a friend to tune in to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Praise and worship. Then we'll go into the word and then our message for today.
Need to cry.
Yes, you're listening to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour Prayer with your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. This is our praise and worship. Tell us where to tune into Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries. We believe in the power of prayer. We know what prayer can do. Prayer can change that situation, and prayer will change you.
Thank you.
time to pray, time to meditate, time to read God's word. Yes, all we need is time to talk to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have spoken to everyone else, but all we need is time to pray, meditate. Yes, Jesus is waiting. Jesus is waiting. He's waiting on you. What are you waiting for? Jesus is waiting. He's ready for you. Give him the time. It's never too early to praise and worship God. Never too early to honor God. He's waiting on you. Thank you, God. Make up your mind. Make up your mind. Don't worry about anybody else. Thank you, God. Make up your mind.
Thank you. come on in. I might have a heart smile for me. Don't try to manipulate. Tears away, tears away, tears away. Come a long way.
Jesus waiting. Yes, he is. Jesus waiting. He's waiting for you, my dear ones. And as the song says, yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. Conditional love, the love of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour of Prayer. We've had our praise and worship. I want to thank God and recognize our sponsor, Dr. David Gaines, 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore, a praying man. A man of God, our master electrician, 2103 North Charles Street, located in the blessed city of Baltimore. You can give him a call at 443-449-3631. Dr. David Gaines, master electrician, sharing food and vegetables throughout the season. He's a blessing to our community. Fresh pastry and bread. If you stand in need of fresh pastry and bread, it's free. You have to give him a call on Mondays at 443-449-3631, 443-449-3631, Dr. David Gaines, truly a man of God. And we're praying for Dr. David Gaines and the members of Genesis of Revelation and the loss of their pastor, Dr. Roxanne Dukes. One of our prayer warriors has been praying with us for over 30 years. So we're praying for Genesis of Revelation Church and the loss of their pastor, Pastor Roxanne Dukes. We know that God is able and keep her husband lifted up in prayer. He's been hospitalized. They want to pray for Genesis to Revelation Church, the body of Christ, and for Pastor Roxanne Duke's family in its entirety. We thank God for Shanita Kelly, our realtor, woman of God, serving God, praying without ceasing. We thank God for the blessing that she is to our community. You can give Shanita Kelly a call, realtor and broker. Licensed in several states. Give her a call at 443-854-0977. That's 443-854-0977. Praying a woman of God will pray you through that transition, pray for you and with you, work with you in your finances, getting them in order. Truly, we thank God for Shanita Kelly, a woman of God that's blessed, a blessing to our community. Give her a call at 443-854-0977. If you want to sell the home that you're now in, if you want to purchase a home, give her a call today at 443-854-0977. Don't forget about our wonderful Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, Harry P. Close Funeral Services, located in the blessed city of Baltimore, 5126 Bel Air Road. And Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, said, come down and pay a visit. He'll give you a tour of his location. That's Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close. And he's located at 5126 Bellar Road. Family is there to assist you in the loss of your loved ones, family, friends, family members, church members. And he's been a blessing to our community throughout the years. So we thank God for you, Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, and your staff. God is truly good. And we thank God for the blessings that we have at our community. We want to support them, and they want to be of help and support to you. These are praying men and women of God. So we thank God for each and every one of them. Our community is truly, truly blessed. Thank God. And God is doing a new thing. Yes, he is. God is working miracles, signs, and wonders in and around our community and our states. And God is working miracles for you, you, and you. Yes, God is working miracles. I thank God for all of you that are listening. We have over 144.5 million listeners. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Prayer warriors. Yes, we have prayer warriors in the house. Isn't that a blessing? So continue to send in your prayer requests. Continue to send in your praise reports and use your prayer rugs. Thank God for Jesus. Praise reports. I'm telling you, God hears and answers prayers. And we got some powerful, powerful answers this year. Amen. And we thank God for our wonderful Archbishop Alamasi. We thank God for all of you who have met her. Continue to pray for Bishop Alamasi doing a great work for each and every one of us. Thank you, Jesus. God is truly good. We thank God for you. Tell a friend to tune in to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour Prayer. We're going to go to the Word of God. Thank God for the Word of God. We know it's the Word that's going to keep us. And the Holy Spirit is saying that a lot of you that are on this line today need to be in fasting and praying. Thank you, God. Need to be fasting and praying, seeking God for some answers. Seeking God for some answers. God speaks to each and every one of you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Should be some fasting and praying going on. Early in the morning, rise up and seek the Lord. We need to do some fasting and prayer, my dear ones. And prepare yourself for a fast. Don't just jump into a fast. Prepare yourself. How do you prepare yourself? With the Word of God. Prayer and meditation. And let the Lord lead and direct you. Those of you that are listening today, you need to begin to prepare yourself for a fast. We're going into the month of May. Glory be to God. And the 1st of May, we want to begin fasting. Those of us that can fast a half a day from 6 to 12, praise God. If you need to take your medication, get up early in the morning and take that medication at 5:30 or quarter to 5. Eat some oatmeal, piece of bread, eat a cracker. Drink some orange juice. Drink some tea. Early in the morning, the month of May, we're going to do some serious praying and fasting. Those that have to take medication, take your medication first. Then we'll go into prayer. Amen. 6 to 12 noon. Those could fast a little bit longer. Please get yourself something on your stomach if you're taking medication. And fast. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, from 6 to 6. You want to see some miracles in your life? Fasting and pray. God will speak to you. Yes, he will. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from a nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. Nor for the pestilence that walketh at darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but should not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even most high, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. I believe in angels. What about you? Be careful how you entertain strangers. Maybe an angel in disguise. Glory, hallelujah. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, that dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he have known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. This is the word of God for the people of God. God's word is already blessed. May it bless the listeners, the hearers, and doers of his word. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Let's go to Psalm 37. A lot of you are going through some things. And remember, Psalm 91 is our psalm of protection. Read it breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and even for a snack. No calories. No side effects. Thank you, God. The Word of God has benefits. No side effects. The Word of God has healing and deliverance to your mind, body, spirit, and soul. And the Word of God will not lie. Cannot lie. The word of God is salvation. Thank you, God. And deliverance. Glory be to God. Somebody's getting a double portion blessing this morning. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they soon shall be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so that thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and she'll give you what? The desires of your heart. And I pray the desires of your heart are lined up with the word of God, men and women of God. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. Thank you, Jesus. Rest in the Lord, my dear one. Rest in the Lord. In Psalm 37, 7 says, rest in the Lord. Stop telling everybody all your business. My God, my God, my God. And you wonder how your business get out. You tell that person tells someone else, that person tells someone else. You can't even share all your blessings with everyone. My God, everybody's not for you. But God is. You can't even tell everybody about your blessing. The Lord said in the 23rd Psalm, he'll prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. Keep your big mouth shut. Thank you, Jesus. I know you're excited about your blessing. I know you're excited about what God is doing in your life. But let the Lord prepare that table in the presence of your enemies. Thank you, God. Somebody's being blessed this morning. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Rest in the Lord. Thank you, God. And wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of him who bring wicked devices to pass. Why? Watch out. Also, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself any wise to do evil, men and women of God. God is taking care of you. He will fight your battles. For evildoers, watch out, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall what? Inherit the earth. There's an inheritance waiting for you, my dear one. Thank you, Jesus, for my inheritance while I'm still in the land of the living. And your inheritance will bring no sorrow. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. Don't wish evil upon anyone. Don't wish bad luck upon anyone. Watch your words. Watch your words. They may come back upon you and your children. Watch your words, my dear ones. The word of God says pray for your enemies. Pray for those who spitefully use you. Thank you, God. Put them in God's hands. But the meek shall inherit the earth and delight themselves in an abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. They haven't gotten away with anything. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. The Lord shall laugh at him. I don't care what they did to you. I don't care what they said to you. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay the upright in conversation. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. This is the word of God. A little that a righteous man have is better than the riches of many of the wicked. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. A little. Thank God for the little bit. Thank you, Jesus. One home. Thank you for my one room. Somebody may be living in just one room. Thank you, God, for providing me with shelter. Thank God for the little bit. Then he'll bless you with more. Thank you, God. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. He's upholding you, my dear one. Yes, he is. All you gotta do is trust in him. Lean not to thy own understanding. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead and direct your path. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be what? Forever. There's that word again, upright. Inheritance shall be what? Forever. Not just for a season. You know, we hear people talk about a season, but the word of God says forever. And the word of God, forever, means forever. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 37. We read verses 1 through 18. Psalm 35. Somebody's going through something this morning. Somebody's got to go to court this morning. Somebody's got to go to a hearing this morning. Somebody's searching for a job this morning. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. My help come from the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. My help come from the Lord. Your help come from the Lord. We thank God for the individuals that are in our life that are there to bless us. But my help come from the Lord. Thank you, God. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw also thy spear and stab the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Salvation is free. Isn't that a blessing? It don't cost you nothing. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. I thank God for the tithers out there, that God will continue to bless them. But don't let no pastor, no minister, no archbishop, no bishop, no apostle, no prophet, he will con you into putting out money. Salvation is free. We thank God for the tithers and the cheerful givers. God loves a cheerful giver. We thank God. We don't need any con artists conning you and telling you what God won't do in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to tithe. Continue to be a cheerful giver. God will bless you above and beyond what you could imagine or what you could think. And God's word is not a con word. Plant your seeds in good crop and watch them grow. Some of you, your seeds are not growing because you're planting them in the wrong areas. My God, my God, my God. Plant your seeds in good soil and watch a manifestation take place in your life. Healing and deliverance in your life and lives of your children. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Where you plant your seeds, my dear ones. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody need to hear that this morning. Thank you, God. This morning, my dear ones, first of all, we want to talk about, before we go in prayer, again, tell a friend to tune in to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. You find something good, you share with other individuals. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody said it was too early. Never too early to worship and praise God. Never too early to meditate on the word of God. Thank you, God, for those that are receiving a blessing early in the morning. Before you know who rises up and try to destroy your blessing, try to discourage you early in the morning. I want to share with you this morning about your angels of protector, your angel protectors. The ancients believed that the angel of God's presence is a miracle-working presence that is available to every man and woman, that there are angel protectors all around us who are only too glad to guide and protect us. I want you to know that this morning. When called upon, we're going to call upon our angels. Yes, God created some good angels now. We know there was one bad one that he kicked out of heaven. But God created some good angels. They felt that every person as an angel or higher self. When challenges arise, I want you to say to yourself, and I want you to repeat this after me right now, I have nothing to fear. I have nothing to fear. My guardian angel goes before me, making right my way. Repeat that after me again. I have nothing to fear. God does not give us the spirit of fear, but of a sound mind I have nothing to fear. My guardian angel goes before me, making right my way. Let's say that again. I have nothing to fear. God does not give us the spirit of fear, but of a sound mind. My guardian angel goes before me, making right my way now. Glory, hallelujah. Decree this often for others. Your children, your husband, your wife, your mother, your grandmother, great-grandmother. Decree it for your loved ones. Thank you, Jesus. A businesswoman was concerned about having to make an out-of-town trip, a buying trip, since she would have to drive 200 miles in rain and fog accompanied by her sick husband. Thank God. She didn't leave her husband with someone else. She could not leave her husband at home alone. She loved him. My God, unconditional love. A friend said, you have nothing to fear because I prayed that your guardian angel will be with you. Thank you, God, for those that love our children, those that love our spouse, those that love our family members. Upon returning from the trip, the buying trip, this businesswoman reported, I did not seem to be accompanied by an angel. As I drove out of town, the sky cleared up. The sky cleared up. The rain stopped, and the sun shone through. There was no more bad weather on the entire trip. The drive lifted my husband's spirits, and he suffered no ill effects from it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Will God answer your prayers? Financially, this proved to be the most profitable buying trip she had ever had in a long time. Won't God do it? Won't God do it? He's with you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. If you're doing the right thing, thank you, God. If you prayed and seek the Lord, two missionaries were passing through a dangerous jungle region where robbers were waiting to attack them. But as the missionaries prayerfully approached, the robbers saw a third person. My God, my God, my God. Much larger than life size, traveling with them and apparently hovering over them protectively. The presence of this third party, or angel of protection, both puzzled and frightened the robbers so that the missionaries were saved from harm. God do it. You've heard somebody, individual say, something told me, or something, or I felt the presence of God, his angels, hovering over you, my dear ones. It's not a mystery. You know God. You accepted him as your personal Savior. He's going to send angels of protection all around you. Invite them in today. I believe in angels. The Hebrews of old felt that Raphael was the angel of healing. And I remember calling my nephew, Raphael, when he's a baby, I called him Raphael. And someone said, that's not his name. But I saw an angel. Yes, Raphael, I saw Raphael, the angel. And now he's studying to be a fireman. I'll never forget that. I called him Raphael. My God, my God. Thank you, Jesus, for Raphael. And thank you for Zariel. Thank you, Jesus. At times, you may wish to declare, angel of healing, come forth here and now. And someone need to say that right now. Angel of healing, come forth here and right now. Thank you, God. God created these angels. All right, for you to call upon his angels. Thank you, God. Someone need to call upon angel of healing. Come forth here and right now for yourself, for your children, for your mother, for your father, for your grandparents, great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents, nieces and nephews, sisters and brothers, my God, husbands and wives, angel of healing, come forth here and right now. Oh, you may wish to call on the angel of prosperity or the angel of love, harmony, and marriage in the same way. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Before traveling or going into any challenging situation, it is well to affirm the angel of calm comes before me, protecting me from any negative experiences of or the angel of God's presence goes before me and prepares my way. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. The prophet Malachi might have been speaking of his angel's protector when he said, behold, I send my messenger. Yes, God has an angel assigned to you. Malachi said, I send my messenger, thank you, Holy Spirit, and he shall prepare the way before me. Look at it in Malachi 3:1. Thank you, Jesus, for the word. Once an individual was going on a six-week lecture trip, she decided to test the angel idea. You know how we are. I don't believe that. I got to see it. She decided to test the angel idea by affirming the angel of prosperity went before me, making prosperous and successful my way. When lecturing for business, professional, or convention groups, a professional lecturer fee is in order. Whereas the offerings received when lecturing in churches are often so small, they do not pay one's expenses. The word of God said a servant is worthy of his hire. And all this was to be a lecture trip for churches. However, on this trip, after sending the prosperity angel before her, something happened that had never happened before. Along the way, people kept privately saying, they said to her, I've heard your lectures. I've heard your speeches, and they've helped me. Thank you, God. Be creative, my dear one. Share the word of God. Share your prayers. Share your knowledge. We thank you, Shanita Kelly. Share your knowledge and books and pamphlets on the air. You're blessing people with your knowledge. Thank you, Jesus. That's why God creates each and every one of us, so that we can be a blessing to someone else that don't know that knowledge. So they wanted to show their appreciation by sharing a special tithe offering. The result was that she came home carrying a number of tithe checks as special gifts. Thank you, God, which helped defray the cost that had been so often that she was not able to meet personally. So God wants to bless you all. If you have gifts, use your gifts so you can bless others. And believe me, God will allow them to bless you back. You are the head and not the tail. We're the lenders and not the borrowers. Thank you, God, for this teaching ministry. The disciples said, Lord, teach us how to pray. That experience convinced her that there is an angel of prosperity. As for the angel of healing, a story came out of England many years ago, appearing in a London Daily Mirror and the Central News Agency. You can check that out. About a woman who had been ill for 5 years and was dying from advanced tuberculosis. Doctors had long despaired of saving her. You know, doctors say, I have nothing else I could do for you. And her relatives gathered around her bed. She stopped breathing and appeared to be gone. Now, you heard what I said? Appeared to be gone. Minutes later, she suddenly took a deep breath and roused as she said, yes, I am listening. Who is it? Thanks be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. At that moment, she saw an angel bending over her who said, your suffering are over. Get up and walk. Didn't Jesus tell the man that? Pick up your bed and walk.
when she asked for her robe, as she could not walk it, as she could not walk at that point, it caused a great commotion among her relatives because she had not walked for months. She then walked into another room, thank you, Jesus, and asked for food, though she had not had a solid meal for what? 6 months. And somebody has not eaten for 6 months because of medical reasons. Watch God work a miracle in your loved one's life. As she quickly regained her health, medical tests revealed that there was not a trace of disease left in her body. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Someone's been suffering. And when you go back to the doctor, there won't be a trace of cancer in your body. No more diabetes in your body. No more migraine headaches. Thank you, God. After 5 years of intense suffering, therefore, she ate well, slept well. I want you to hear this morning. She ate well, and she slept well. Uh-huh. Slept well. And was quite calm and peaceful. Nobody but the hand of God upon that woman's life. Nothing seemed to tire or excite her. The angel had told her that her life was spared. Watch out. Her angel was being spared in order that she might help to heal others. And that's what God is doing in this day and time. God is sparing your life so that you can help to heal others with the word of God, with healing hands, with your prayers. We know that God does the healing, but God uses us. Thank you, God, as his vessels. So she spent a great deal of time in what? Intercessory prayer. Intercessory prayers, praying for others, interceding, my dear one. When you can't sleep at night, don't worry about it. Get the word of God out. Begin to pray. Begin to intercede for someone. Maybe that's why you're not sleeping. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. She spent her time in intercessory prayer for the sick in her village, the sick in her family. Thank God. Asking the angel of healing to make them whole again. Thanks be to God. Stop being selfish. Pray for others. Intercede for others. Asking God to heal them, make them whole. Many healings occurred, and her life took on new meaning and new satisfaction. And you heard the song, I am satisfied with Jesus. But the question come to be, is my master satisfied with me? Perhaps many of the promises for divine protection given to mankind, one of the most famous and satisfying was that given by the Psalm of Protection. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Yes, it's in the word of God. Psalm 91, a Psalm of Protection. He shall give his angels charge over thee. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your angels of healing. Thanking you for your angels of protection. Thank you for your angels of prosperity. Thank you for your angels of wisdom. Thank you for your angels of knowledge. Thank you for your angels of intelligence. Thanking you for your angels of common sense. In the name of Jesus, we lift up all of those under the sound of my voice, standing in need of wisdom. We pray, Father God, you'll touch them individually and collectively. We lift up Shanita Kelly, Rael, Zariel, Diamond. We lift up the family in its entirety. We thank you for some hurt, harm, and danger. We thank you, Father God, for protecting Rael as he go out to just be a blessing to each and every individual as he wants to do the work of a fireman. Protect him and his workers, his co-workers, the chief and the captains of the fire department. We thank you right now, Father God, for Diamond, a woman that loves the animals. Father, we thank you, Father God, you'll protect her. And Father God, place her in the proper place. where she could be there with them. We thank you, Father God, for Zariel, a dancer of the Lord, an angel sent by God to share the word of God in dance and in prayer. We thank you, Father God, for Shanita Kelly. Bless her. Watch over her. Keep her and protect her. Father God, we ask you to bless her with divine wisdom, divine knowledge, and divine understanding. We thank you for the great work that you've called her out, Father God, to provide shelter for individuals, Father God. We thank you right now for her assignments that you have given her. Father God, we pray and we plead the blood of Jesus against anyone or anything that may try to interfere with Shanita Kelly's assignment. We thank you for her ministry, a worldwide prayer ministry. We thank you for her ministry that she'll travel near and far, doing the work of the Almighty Living God. We thank you, Father God, for Dr. David Gaines and his wife, Demetria. Bless them in their coming and their going. We pray, Father God, for New Union Baptist Church, Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage and Sister Nettie Savage. We pray for all of those in nursing homes, hospitals. Father God, those behind prison walls. Father God, that you will touch those that are innocent and those that are guilty. That the prisons will become a place of worship. That, Father God, they'll fall on bended knees and cry out to the Almighty Living God and say, what must I do to be saved? Touch the wardens, Father God. Touch the psychiatrists. Touch the doctors. Touch those that prepare the food, those that clean the prison. Touch, Father God, the chaplains and the ministers that go in to share the word of God behind the prison walls. Father God, we pray for the salvation of the unsaved. Father God, the word will go forth with power and with might. And as they are released, Father God, let them come forth, Father God, and deliver your word to the word, to the world. Thank you, God. We thank you, Father God, for blessing us one more day. We lift up Shanita Kelly. We lift up, Father God, once more, that you give her a double portion blessing. We pray, Father God, for Janet Griffin and her son, the Father God. Touch Victor wherever he may be. He needs a healing right now. Touch Jonathan. Touch Christina. Touch the children, the grandchildren. Father God, we pray right now for the Williams family. We pray for, hallelujah, glory be to God, Dwayne Williams Sr., Dwayne Williams Jr. We lift up, Father God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory right now. We pray for Sheree Williams. Hallelujah. We lift up her daughter, Father God. We pray that you will draw them closer to you. Let Jesus be a part of their lives. Father God, we lift up Rosie Traham. Glory be to God. Touch her mind, body, spirit, and soul. Let us see and experience the salvation of the Lord. We lift up Kayla, Father God. We lift up James Traham. We lift up, Father God, the Traham family in its entirety. We pray for Mother Mary Robinson. Touch her mind, body, spirit, and soul. We pray for Mother Annie Green. We pray, Father God, for all of the workers in the vineyard. We pray for Sister Greta. We lift up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, Sister Esther. We pray for every prayer warrior that are interceding. We lift up, Father God, Bernetta Washington. Touch her friend, Father God, Vanessa. Father God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus for Tracy, her fiance Tony, Father God. We lift up, Father God, Tracy and her baby. And Father God, she needs guidance and wisdom in her life. We thank you right now, Father God, that we pray for families in a whole, that, Father God, that someone that's standing in need of a place to stay, that you'll bless them, Father God. Take them off the streets. We pray for deliverance from drug and alcohol, Father God. We pray, Father God, for deliverance in our homes. We pray for peace. Touch those, Father God, that are firing the illegal weapons, Father God, that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Touch their minds and bodies, spirits, and souls. Let them know that Jesus Christ is the answer, not the firing of illegal weapons. Father God, take them out of our communities in the name of Jesus. We pray for our military, Army, Navy, and Air Force, National Guard, and Honor Guards. We lift up, Father God, the body of Christ, that the men and women of God will teach the word of God. Father God, and we pray that individuals will train up a child and the way they should go, and when they're older, they will not depart from it. We thank you right now, Father God, for miracles, signs, and wonders taking place in Mother Green's life. We pray, Father God, for the month of May, and May a month of fasting and praying for our mothers, Father God, that they will be true mothers to their children. We thank you, Father God, for our spiritual mothers, our natural mothers, our foster mothers, Father God. And we pray, Father God, and I decree and declare a spirit of peace, a spirit of unconditional love in our community, in our homes, in our hearts, in our minds, in our spirits and souls. We thank you right now. We come for spirit of expectancy, the hand of God to move in our lives like never before. And we want to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory on this day and the days to come. Grant us traveling mercy to and fro. Know their weapon form against us prosper. And we plead the blood of Jesus. Glory be to God against anyone or anything may try to rise up against us. Bless Desmond Stewart, Ricky Hightower. Glory be to God. We pray for every young male, Father God. Lift them up and touch them. Let them experience the glory of God, the hand of God in their lives. And we want to thank you. We want to praise you. We're going to glorify you. We're going to magnify you. We pray for the Hightower family, the Staten family. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Lift up, Father God, every family under the sound of our voice. We praise you, glorify, and magnify you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen. Tune in again tomorrow, Power Hour Prayers, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., with your presiding bishop, chief apostle, Patricia Stewart. God bless you real good. Yes, I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Tell a friend to tune in at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., Power Hour Prayer. God is in charge, and God is on the throne. Be blessed in the Lord.